When the ceremony ended, the honor guard carried the casket out of the church, followed by the family, the dignitaries, including the vice president, and friends. The family stayed behind to talk to those who attended a reception that followed the service. APRN's Libby Casey attended the memorial service today and joins me now. Hi, Libby.
Hi, Lori.
Libby, describe what it looked like inside the church this afternoon.
Well, they had the Alaska flag, the American flag set up, a rich display of flowers, and it almost looked like an Alaskan fall evening because they had this dark blue backdrop set up with almost stars coming out, and this was a backdrop for all of the speakers. And the most special thing was they had some elements of Ted Stevens on the stage. They had this Alaska Native leather beaded vest that he used to wear. I believe it was a gift, and he used to wear that to events like the AFN convention and also was in his office. They had a couple of incredible Hulk giant green gloves, the seal of the U.S. Senate, and also Ted Stevens fishing poles.
What were some of the more touching moments you saw today?
Well, they had a slideshow and video display set up that was rolling as people entered the church, and it showed the life of Ted Stevens, the senator, but also of his life as a man. And so you saw him with presidents, like President Eisenhower. You also saw him campaigning in rural Alaska or doing work in the Capitol building. But there were these personal moments of him with his family, at the weddings of his children, at the births of grandchildren. And there were it was a real sense of him as an individual, a private person, as well as the senator that so many Alaskans know. When Vice President Biden and his wife Jill entered the church, they went right up to the front and took a moment with the families of those who were killed in the plane crash, and also the survivors. A couple of the survivors from last week's crash were there, present, just released from the hospital. And so we don't know what the Bidens were saying to them, but that was very touching to see them taking that time. And then there were other moments, like when the wives of other U.S. senators went on stage during the recitation of the Lord's Prayer and held each other's hands. And you could see that there's this family of the Senate that was present here today. And then as the casket was taken out of the church, the family followed behind. And as it was put into a hearse by the honor guard, Catherine Stevens, Ted Stevens' wife, approached the casket and took a moment, of course, it's draped with the flag, and just had a private moment there with her husband. And, before the hearse drove off and the family came back inside, she had some personal time there to have her moment with him. And that was very touching to watch.
There was a long list of honorary pallbearers in the service program. What was the significance of that list?
Well, that's right. And it's really a who's who of Alaska, but not just Alaska, but also the nation. It had names including General Colin Powell and Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia, governors of Alaska, people who have held cabinet jobs in the United States. And not all these people were present. For example, Colin Powell was not here, but they were listed in the program as people the family feels are significant, were significant to Ted Stevens' life as well as his career, and they wanted to acknowledge them. A lot of the Alaskan leaders on the list were here, people like Governor Sean Parnell and Representative Don Young. I talked to Julie Kitka, the head of the Alaska Federation of Natives, who's one of the few women who was on the honorary pallbearers list, and she said it was really an honor for her, and she was telling her father, who's in his 80s, about what it meant for her and for their family to be recognized here today as an Alaska Native woman. The people who were here walked behind the casket and the family and were present to show their support and be there for the family today.
All right. Thank you, Libby.
Thanks, Lori.
APRN's Libby Casey at the funeral of Senator Ted Stevens.